Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, sir. Grab you a drink, get in sync. Two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. As always, I'm joined with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Wasslicker. Follow us on all social media by clicking the link tree. Leave a like, rating, and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. It helps us out a lot. Man, it's been weeks.
Weeks.
We're back for some special episodes. It's been weeks. But it's good to be back, man.
Yeah, man.
How you been, bro?
I've been fine. Life is life. I don't do nothing different.
Life is life. I've been all right, you know, dealing with new shit every week. It is what it is.
It is what it is. You know,
at a job, getting into the busy season. So, of course, you know, I ain't been in the group text messages, like, talking about, like...
Yeah, you have it.
I ain't been online, like, talking about... Bro, I'm talking, over the past couple weeks, man, I be getting off at, like, 9 o'clock at night. As soon as I get here, I'm just cooking, eating, and then going to sleep.
That sucks, cooking at 9 o'clock at night. Like, yeah. God damn.
This has been... Or, because I ain't been wanting to spend too much money. I mean... The other day, I did splurge against Pizza Hut. You see the box, but hey, right there. So
I ain't had Pizza Hut in a minute.
Yeah.
Because they're just so expensive, man.
Yeah, everything is expensive, man. But I've been sitting up here, man, just trying to keep it light, cooking every night. Because, you know, because they sent the paperwork to my job late, my child support payments was, like, higher than normal for the first, like, 4 or 5 weeks. Ew. Yeah. It was like double payments. I was like, yo. I was like, I'm broke in this bitch, man. I'm going to eat Top Ramen. I'm broke in this motherfucker. But yeah, this first episode is going to just be a smorgasbord of everything, but mostly sports, I guess. So we just going to be talking. These episodes, we just going to be talking about shit.
There's a lot of sports to talk about.
Yeah. So where you want to start with the sports, man?
Football, of course.
Football, of course, man. Football season is, were we middle of the season?
Nah, we passed that. It's week 11.
It's week 11. We got 7 more weeks to go. Okay. So, yeah, we passed the midway point. 7 more weeks to go. My team is not looking good.
No. hey, y'all sold y'all soul for a Super Bowl.
We sold our soul for a Super Bowl. Right now, we 3-6.
Ew.
Yeah, bro.
That's disgusting.
Right now, we 3-6. Cooper Kupp's out for the rest of the year, I believe. He had surgery on a high sprain.
He should just shut it. Even if he's not done for the year, just shut it down.
Which, for those who don't know, like, they call it a high ankle sprain, but a high ankle sprain is like a fracture in the shin. Like, that's basically what that is. So, you missing 4 to 6 weeks with that, he might as well just shut it down for the season. We ain't going to the playoffs.
No.
We ain't making it.
Unless you don't lose a game for the rest of the season.
I don't know about this. Like, we ain't making it. But, man, when you in, like, the forums and stuff, like, dog, they call it for McVay's job and shit. Like, bro, how you say you a fan and you call it for this man's job and he ain't had to lose the season since he got the job? This is the first time he'd have been...
Like, he literally just won y'all a Super Bowl last year.
He literally haven't been under 500 ever in his career. And now, like, come on, bro. Get on. They was calling for the defensive coordinator's job, but he got a top 10 defense, but you calling for his job. Like, come on, bro. Like, hey. It's just...
That's what fans do, man.
Yeah.
When you losing, fire everybody.
Yeah. But big shout out to your team, man. Y'all been doing hella good, man. Looking great out there. Technically at the top of your division.
Dude, we ain't afraid to talk about Super Bowls over here.
Don't be afraid to talk about Super Bowls.
That's Tua's words.
Don't be afraid to talk. You shouldn't be afraid to talk about Super Bowls.
That's Tua's words came right out of his mouth. We ain't afraid to talk about Super Bowls over here.
You shouldn't be afraid to talk about Super Bowls, man. Y'all have played great. Tua has played great. Three or four consecutive games with no interceptions and multiple touchdowns?
Three straight games with, it's like 380 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, like 75% completion rate.
Yeah, guys, he balling, man. The guy's balling. You know, I always knew he would. Guys, for those who doubt it, go back, listen to the episodes. I've been talking about Tua. I said, get that guy a chance. I put my money where my mouth was. I put him on every damn fantasy team that I could get him on. People was giving them to me for pennies on the dollar, and I was like, I'll take them.
The world was shitting on Tua.
Yeah. I was like, I'll take them. So I knew that the kid was good.
These motherfuckers making me look like a prophet, because I said 2022 is our year.
They
when
are.
When we drafted him, I said that.
They are. you looking like it, man. It's like, yo, he said it. He been saying it for years. Yep. It's on record. He was like, 2022 is our year.
Yup.
And I would ask, so Why 2022? He's just like, I just feel it.
It's the third year. By the third year, you should be on point with your shit.
Yeah. He was just
We had to fire a coach, had an owner get suspended and all that, but...
But you made it. But you made it.
Shout out to Mickey D, man, because without him...
Yeah.
Our offense would not look like this. Tua would not look like this. Because Brian Flores, let's face it.
Yeah.
He's a defensive coach. He don't know how to run an offense worth a damn.
Nah. So, we just had the Titans beat the Packers. Packers don't look good. They're a rookie wide receiver who just came back from, I believe he had a high ankle sprain as well. He just had his first action a couple weeks ago.
Aaron Rodgers but like, he got five. Somebody that could catch a pass.
Yeah.
not even a touchdown, just a pass.
Yeah. The guy that got 5 TDs in the last 2 weeks.
Yup.
Christian Watson. I'm on record on my other podcast with saying that guy was going to be pretty decent, pretty good in the league before he even got drafted to okay. the Packers. Looked at his him and George Pickens, the kid that's playing for the Steelers. I thought them two were the best, in my opinion, in this draft class. And they've proven to be really good so far.
Steelers suck.
I know the Steelers suck, but yeah, the Steelers do suck. But you know, the Packers 4-7. They don't look like they're going anywhere either.
No.
But up first here, 1 o'clock games. We got the 3-7 Chicago Bears facing off against the 4-6 Atlanta Falcons. Who you got?
Taking the Bears.
Taking the Bears. Man.
Yeah, man, Justin Fields is on some shit right now.
He is, bro.
Ever since he played us, he's been unstoppable.
Yeah.
Nigga set the quarterback rushing record in the game on us, 178. Yo, I hated watching that. It was nerve-wracking.
I saw the press conference. Your coach was like, I just told him to stop.
Yeah. He was like, he told him on the sideline, like, stop it. Stop it. Justin Fields just smiled while he was running off the field to run some more yards on us.
Just stop running. I told him to stop scrambling.
Like, we couldn't do nothing. Like, we couldn't hit him.
It does feel like over the past couple weeks he's found his groove. Like, they found what worked. I mean, they're not winning games yet.
He said, I'm tired of getting hit.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my legs, and I'm going to skate on these dudes.
He should have been doing that the whole time. But, yeah, I get it. He found what works for – well, I meant to say he found what works for him.
Like, he was tired of getting hit. Like, fuck this.
Up next, man, we got the 3-7 Carolina Panthers traveling to Baltimore to face the 6-3 Ravens.
Ravens,
yeah. We got the 3-6 Browns. Is this the week, Deshaun? No, Deshaun's eligible next week. 3-6 Browns facing off against the...
He might be getting picked up on the fantasy squad.
Against the 6-3 Buffalo Bills. This game is going to be in Detroit, Michigan in Ford Field.
Because Buffalo, they're a bunch of bitches up there. Can't play in some goddamn snow. I don't care if they got 4 fucking feet. When we go to Buffalo in a couple weeks, we better be playing in Detroit or somewhere else in a nice, comfy fucking dome. I'm telling you, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad out there. Yo, word up.
They had 66 inches of snowfall.
What they got?
They had 66 inches of snowfall out there, bro.
I don't give a shit. You can shovel that shit by Sunday. You got snow plows and all that.
They they gave it their best shot.
No, they didn't.
Bro, it's still...
Nah. The governor did them niggas a favor. He shut it down earlier in the week before the snow even started. I ain't trying to hear that.
Because they knew how much it was coming.
So what? You got time to prepare.
66 inches hit them dudes.
So what? All you got to do is shovel the stadium. Fuck the rest of the city. Shovel the stadium. All y'all 60,000 Bill Mafia, get your shovels out. Shovel that bitch out.
Y'all play them next week, get it?
Nah. We play them about 3 weeks. Three or four weeks.
In 3 weeks, y'all playing in Buffalo. Go. It don't matter how much you think it ain't gonna matter how much the snow they gonna make y'all play there.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna get 66 inches again.
It don't even matter. It's gonna be like 5 degrees. Call OSHA on them niggas. You can't be having us out there in that cold. You ain't supposed to be working out there in 5 degree weather. I ain't trying to hear that.
They said call OSHA.
And what's gonna even make it worse is they probably gonna flex it to a night game, to the Sunday night game, when it's extra cold.
They gonna do y'all dirty.
Yeah.
So they can get their win back.
Bullshit.
Oh, man. But you got to win this game, though, man. The Bills or the Browns?
Well, if it was in the snow, I would have said the Browns because they can run the ball.
Uh-huh.
But since it's in a nice, comfy dome, you know, Buffalo's going to win.
Nice, comfy dome.
They can't even play outside. You put them in a dome? Yeah.
What you got against domes, bro?
But you're in Buffalo. Cleveland is cold, too.
Is the new stadium that they're building in Buffalo, is it going to be a
I hope a it's a dome.
It's going to be a dome.
I hope. I don't know.
I hope so, too.
It's coming out of our buddy. It's coming out of the taxpayer's money. I should never say that.
Word up. Put a roof on that bitch. You better stop playing. Up next, man, we got the 5-5 Washington Commanders facing off against the 1-7-1 Houston Texans.
The Commanders.
Commanders, yeah. I'm with them. up next, man, we got the 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles facing off against the 4-5-1 Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis won the game last week under their new head coach.
Yeah, but they played the Raiders.
Yeah.
They play the Raiders.
But Josh McDaniels is doing a fantastic job.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. He might get an extension.
The owner said he's doing a fantastic job. I don't know how what's fantastic about losing, but okay. Them dudes 2-7. Ain't nothing fantastic about that.
Yeah.
But hey, you know.
Where is this game being played at?
This is in Indianapolis. It's in the dome.
I'm going to take the upset.
Jeff Saturday and him? I think Jeff Saturday. Okay, Jeff Saturday getting the job. Should he have gotten the job?
Should he have gotten the job?
Yeah.
No. He should not have gotten the job. Especially when you got a bunch of other assistants that been there going through the war and, you know, trials and tribulations throughout the season.
Right.
Not to mention, you know, obviously we all know they didn't go through the process of interviewing a black person.
They had black people. Reggie Wayne is on the staff. He was the receivers coach. So, yeah.
Jim Merck say don't want no black person running that team.
They're being investigated as well about it. So
Jim Merck say, I mean, it's Jeff Saturday. He is a cult, you know. I have no problem with that aspect of it. Just, you know, give a brother a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, this nigga was on TV. He ain't never coached a game in his life.
Nope. But he won his first one.
Played the Raiders.
He played the Raiders, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll come out there with my Madden playbook and beat the Raiders.
Any of us could have coached that team. Any of us could have coached that team to victory. Like,
I know Josh McDaniels' offense out of the cedar for 20 years. So...
Shit. He not even running his offense, it looks like. I don't know what the hell he's out there doing. Like, they don't look, like, good at all.
He's not a good coach. He never was.
Yeah.
He's a he's a good New England offensive coordinator.
Right.
And we can't say he's been good anywhere else because he ain't been nowhere else.
Well, he was the head coach in Denver.
I said offensive coordinator.
Oh, he was our offensive coordinator at one point.
Y'all were good then, were you?
No, we were not.
I said he's a good New England offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he was our offensive coordinator after Mike Martz.
You can't even call him a good New England offensive coordinator because they had Tom Brady. He was probably changing the plays in the huddle.
Could be.
Like, I'm not running this shit.
The Jets, they're at 6-3. They are playing for the division lead.
Now, speak about the New England Patriots. They're about to put a whooping on them airplanes.
So, the New England Patriots, they're at home.
The Jets ain't beat New England since, like, 2015.
That could be true.
It is true.
I mean, that could be true.
That's fact.
That's fact.
That's fact.
All I know is they're going to win this game.
Jets?
Yeah.
With their quarterback?
Yeah.
No. No.
That man ain't been losing games for him. Like, come on.
No. Man. The defense been winning them games.
Hey, man.
Nigga ain't doing shit.
He playing as good as he can play.
Which ain't good.
He playing as good as he can play. He playing good enough to get wins.
No, the defense is playing good enough to get wins.
They ain't lost a game since he came back, bro. Like, what do you mean? Like,
that's because Sauce Gardner done stepped up. He about to be defensive rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sauce Gardner is pretty good. We knew he was good coming out of college. We knew he was good.
I just hate he wear that ugly-ass throw-up green jersey.
I mean, y'all had the opportunity to draft him. No, y'all didn't.
No, we didn't.
No, he got drafted at fourth overall, right?
We traded all our picks. We didn't have a first-round pick. We traded all our
picks. Oh, yeah, that's right.
To get Tyreek.
That's right.
We ain't got no first-round pick next year either.
Yeah. So, you know. I got the Jets winning this one. Nah. You got the Patriots. That's
nah.
Cool.
Jets don't. They don't beat New England. They don't beat New England.
It don't matter, man.
They don't beat New England.
This is a brand new year, man. This is a brand new year.
They don't beat New England.
Hey, man, this is a brand new year. I'm just going to say this is a brand new year. Good ass teams that was good last year look like trash this year, i.e., us. Speaking of us, we're 3-6. We're traveling to New Orleans to face the 3-7 New Orleans Saints. And for the first time ever on this show, I'm going to tell you I'm not picking my team to win. Like, I don't see a way we can win this game. Like, I just don't.
Well, Matthew Stafford, he's going to have to spread the ball around since he got Cooper Kupp to throw to.
Cooper Kupp was 33% of our offense.
Okay, well, like I said, he's going to have to spread the ball around. I've been saying he should be spreading the ball around all year.
The run game is trash. We got the second worst run game in the league. The only people that got a worse run game than us is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And they ran the shit out the ball last week.
They did?
You didn't watch the game?
Against who?
When they played Seattle last week in Germany.
Oh, no, I ain't watched that game. That was the 9 o'clock game.
Oh, yeah, I watched
that. Yeah, I
told
y'all I forgot about that.
I watched that. They ran the shit out there.
Yeah, me and my son was out. We was out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but.
Y'all still got, what's his name, Cam Akers?
Yeah, he's still on the team.
Give him the goddamn ball.
It ain't doing no good.
I mean, you can't get rid of him, so.
It ain't doing no good. It don't matter who they get a ball to. They was Darrell Henderson averaging 3 yards a carry. Malcolm Brown averaging 3 yards a carry. Cam Akers, 3 yards a carry. They put in this rookie, Rivers. Put him in. Rashad Rivers. Nothing. He's giving you nothing. Like, we got Kyron Williams. They activated him off IR, and he didn't even play a snap last week. Like, put him out there. Let him try. All we're doing is letting people try.
Do you have injuries on the offensive line?
We got mad injuries on the offensive line.
I don't know.
Yeah, our whole offensive line is injured.
Oh, well, you know.
We've had a different set of offensive linemen start every game this year. Every single game. And we're going to have another set of offensive linemen start this week because last week one of the guys got injured in the game.
Yeah, so the Saints is going to win this game.
That's exactly what I told you. Up next, man, you got a 3-6 Detroit Lions traveling to New Jersey to face the 7-2 New York Giants.
I'm taking the Giants.
Taking the Giants. I mean, you know.
Detroit has been playing better, but.
Yeah, they're getting through injuries.
Nobody's talking about the Giants, and they're only 7-2.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about them at all.
They're just quietly moving along, man. Quietly moving along. Saquon out here having a hell of a year.
Their defense is playing good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real. Daniel Jones ain't fucking it up.
Nope. Sure ain't. But, you know, the constant remains. Injuries to their wide receivers, but they playing through them.
Yeah, because now they have a healthy Saquon. See, yeah. All the other years when the receivers were hurt, Saquon was hurt too.
Yeah. So, they're chugging along. But yeah, I got the Giants
Saquon, winning. He's trying to get a contract too.
He definitely is. He's trying to get one. Would you give him one?
If he stays healthy all this year and they make the playoffs, yeah, I'd give him a contract.
Got you. Up next, man, 4 o'clock games. We got the 2-7 Las Vegas Raiders versus the 3-6.
Oh my god!
Denver Broncos.
Who the fuck wants to watch that?
Nobody. Nobody.
My gosh!
I can't believe the Broncos playing this bad, bro. Like they is trash.
It's coaching. Because they have too much talent to be that shit.
The Raiders got too much talent to be that
shit. It's coaching. It's coaching on both squads. Yeah. They have two. You put Mike McDaniel on one of them teams, please.
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
Denver.
I'll take Denver.
I'll take them too. I don't know what to say about this. Then we got the collapsible 6-3 Dallas Cowboys. Versus the we pull out victories out of our ass, 8-1 Minnesota Vikings. This is gonna be in Minnesota.
I'm taking Dallas.
Don't bet against the Vikings, bro. Come on, stop doing them like that.
It's not even that. It's just Zeke ain't playing, or he's hurt, so he shouldn't be playing.
They say he's on track to play.
I wouldn't play him. Start Pollard. A healthy dose of Pollard.
Healthy dose of Pollard?
And Dallas, their defense played bad last week.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have a tough time with Justin Jefferson, but...
Yeah.
Fuck them Vikings.
Now, I got to take Kirk Cousins to the boys, man. I got to...
I mean, I was happy they won last week.
I know you were.
But it was more Josh Allen fucking up than them actually winning.
I mean, he threw an interception.
And he fumbled on the fucking in the end zone.
Oh, it was bad that handoff. Snap. Handoff. Yeah, the handoff. Yeah. You know.
Because that game was over if you don't drop that.
It is. It was over. It was over. I was like, oh, shit. The Vikings? Really? Them dudes can't lose right now. You know, shout out to Kevin O'Connell, man.
They get lucky. Them some lucky-ass wins, man. Come on.
Shout out to Kevin O'Connell, man. He out there. He doing his thing, bro.
I wish they played us when we had Tua. We would have beat the shit out of them. And we almost won that game without Tua.
I know. And up next, last 4 o'clock game, we got the 5-4 Cincinnati Bengals versus the 3-6 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Dude, I don't think I'm watching football this weekend. We talked about a bunch of shitty, shitty-ass games, man. All these motherfuckers got losing-ass records. I don't want to see this shit. I could do better things with my time than watch football this weekend. My team ain't playing either.
The games are pretty lopsided. Like, as far as records are concerned, the games are pretty lopsided. It's either loser teams versus loser teams or, you know, a winning team versus a loser team. The only two teams that have winning records that's going up against each other are the Jets and the Patriots. And
I'll be damned if I watch that shit.
And the Cowboys versus the Vikings. Those are the only set of teams that got winning records that's playing each other.
That's terrible. But whatever. What's this game?
Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati. It's going to be in Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm going to take Cincinnati as well. Man, Mike Tomlin about to have his first loser season. They've been calling for his job when they was winning. What are you, 15 straight winning seasons?
Something like that.
Or 15 straight seasons? Like, yeah, 15 straight winning seasons. About to have his first loser season. And people calling for his job. Like, nah, he need to get out of here. Like,
he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. The Sunday night game, we got the 7-2 Kansas City Chiefs versus the 5-4 Los Angeles Chargers. This is going to be in Los Angeles.
I mean, it's the Chiefs. The Chargers, they're not as bad as they are as bad as their record is because of just sheer injuries.
Yeah, they ain't had it.
Like Herbert, who the fuck is Herbert throwing to?
Keenan Allen been hurt for like 4 weeks.
He's been hurt all year.
Mike Williams, he's been hurt for like 2-3 weeks. Palmer's been out for a couple weeks. Their tight ends, both tight ends, Everett and Parham, both been injured for like 3-4 weeks. He's been throwing to practice squad guys, you know.
Good for him.
Yeah. Still playing okay, but you know, you can only do so much. But the Chiefs just keep getting receivers. I don't know how the fuck they just keep getting receivers. Like, people just giving them people. Like, the Giants just gave him Kadarius Toney. Like, here, you could have him.
He's always hurt, though.
That's the thing. He ain't been hurt since he fucking got traded, though. He's the day he got traded, both hamstrings just healed up. just magically. Like, yo, I'm good to go. I'm ready to play.
Hey.
But, yeah, I got the Chiefs winning this one. And then the Monday night game, we got the Arizona Cardinals at 4-6 versus the 5-4 San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, I got the 49ers winning that as well.
As a Dolphins fan, I don't fear not a single team in this league, not even the Chiefs. I really don't.
Why would you fear the Chiefs?
No, because
why would anybody fear the Chiefs? I mean, I don't fear the Chiefs. I don't think they like – I mean, they decent. But I'm not looking at them like they're a juggernaut or something. Like, they ain't really, like, beating teams down like they used to beat teams down. Like, they winning.
Yeah, because they ain't got Tyreek Hill. We do.
Yeah. And then the Thanksgiving games. Same teams always play on Thanksgiving, it looks like.
I don't know why they did the Lions dirty like that. giving them the Bills on Thanksgiving. That's fucked up, man.
They got the Bills on Thanksgiving.
They could have given somebody like Washington so it could be competitive. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to even lie to you, man. I think this joint could be a shootout. I think both teams will score 30 points. Now, nobody have me committed saying that nigga crazy. But that's my bold prediction for that game.
The Bills secondary is hurt.
Yeah. But that's my bold prediction for that game.
Both I don't think Tre'Davious White has played a game this year.
Nope, he hasn't. That's my bold prediction for that. I think both teams will score 30 points.
Okay.
Then we got the Giants facing off against the what? Wait, oh no, yeah, the Giants versus the Cowboys. Excuse me, and that's gonna be in Dallas.
Giants don't lose in Dallas.
Giants don't lose in Dallas. No, cool.
They always lose to Dallas in New York.
Right,
like it's weird with them too. Dallas always wins in New York. New York always wins in Dallas. So, yep. Taking the Giants.
And then we got the 8 o'clock game is gonna be while you eating your dinner. Or eating the last third meal of the day because you motherfuckers start eating Thanksgiving dinner at like what 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Some people 12.
Them do. I start at noon. I start before everybody else even gets there, so I ain't gotta be around them.
Starting at noon, but at the 8 o'clock game is gonna be the Patriots versus the Vikings, and that's gonna be in Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota.
I got the Vikings as well. I'm working on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, but you get what? Double time?
Yeah, 8-4. So
they did us dirty at work. They got motherfuckers coming in early and leaving early.
Wow.
Like, I'm working. Everybody leaves at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, half the people take the bus.
Right.
Ain't no fucking bus at 4 o'clock in the morning. Ain't no bus at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Damn, bro.
So you either get you a ride, call you a Uber or a Lyft, or you fucking don't come to work.
Yeah. I would volunteer for you, but I got to work on Friday morning. I'm not waking up at 4 o'clock to come get your ass.
Nah. I'm Bambi's giving me a ride.
Okay.
I made sure to ask her, are you coming in? Because if she wasn't coming in, I wasn't coming in.
Oh, okay.
I ain't sitting outside for 2.5 hours waiting for a goddamn bus.
Like, I still got to work on Friday. But yeah, man. So, what's our next sports venture? What we got? Basketball?
I mean, we can talk basketball. I ain't watched no basketball.
I ain't watched no basketball either, man. So, what's been going on with basketball?
Warriors suck. Like, Steph dropped 50 the other night and they still lost.
Right.
Giannis was out there last night throwing ladders.
He was throwing ladders?
Oh, because they had lost to the Sixers, right? Uh-huh. So, he was trying to practice his free throws after the game.
Right.
And the Philly people that was, you know, due to court and stuff, I guess they was trying to take down the nets or the rim or something. And so he moved the ladder out the way. They moved it back, so he picked it up and threw that shit. Like, get the fuck out my goddamn way. I'm practicing my free throws.
Giannis, you on somebody else's court, bro. Fuck is you doing, bro?
Maybe they lost the game by a free throw or something. Yeah. I don't know the final score.
But you on somebody else's court, bro.
He's Giannis.
It don't matter. You on somebody else's court.
But he's Giannis.
I'm pretty sure he got a hefty fine for this, right?
So they gonna I don't know. This happened last night, so.
Yeah. Maybe you should practice your free throws when you at your own home there, buddy. I see Houston got one of the worst records in the league here.
The Kings are surprisingly good. Utah's actually out there busting ass.
Utah, 11-6. Yep.
My Bulls suck.
Didn't they trade away?
They traded away everybody.
They traded away everybody and still got a good record. Still got a winning record. Who did they coach?
I don't know.
Sounds like coaching is out there. They got a black coach, probably. I don't know. I don't know if they got a black coach. Somebody probably be like, they don't got no black coach, man. Get out of here.
Yeah. I know my Bulls can't win a game.
Your Bulls can't win a game, man.
We're like 6-11 or something stupid like that.
6-11? Is that right? Oh, man.
The Nets been playing good since Kyrie ain't been there.
The Nets been playing good since Kyrie ain't been there. My team back in the playoff hunt. No.
Nah.
Yo, we got a winning record, bro. Like, I'm happy. We 8-6.
Hey, I can't say nothing. Y'all got a better record than us.
We fifth in the East. You know, I caught one of the games the other day. It was the Pistons. It was we beat. They one of the worst teams in the league. So
if I do watch a game, I find myself watching Luka.
You watching Luka?
Yeah. It's either Luka or Ja. I love watching them two play.
Yeah. I mean, they're good ball players, man. You know, I done caught a couple games here and there. Not too many.
I had just posted in a group earlier today that Russell Westbrook has a better three-point shooting percentage than Klay Thompson right now.
Wow. Klay Thompson breaking like that, bro.
That's how you know. Things ain't all sweet in Golden State.
Things ain't sweet in Los Angeles either.
Nah, we don't talk about them. They're not worth talking about. No. Okay. I mean, Russell should win, like, sixth man of the year if he can keep up what he's doing because they put him on the bench and he's balling now. Because remember, he sucked early.
Yeah.
But he's doing his thing coming off the bench. Other than that, they ain't worth talking about. You know, if you're going to talk about him, you should, like, who we trading away?
Portland's got a good record.
Yeah.
Memphis. Got a good record out there.
Of course they do. They got Ja.
Yeah. The Celtics, top record in the league. Who's their head coach?
I don't know.
Okay. They put some interim guy out there.
Yeah.
Did homeboy ever get that job? Did he get that Nets job?
Nah, because Kyrie fucked it up.
Oh, Kyrie.
They can't have two people on the squad with you know, questionable pass.
So, Kyrie, I mean, all he did was fuck the owner's wife, dog. That's all he did.
She wasn't the only one. He was laying it down. He was laying the white women down in Boston. He said, Neil Long, who?
Damn, bro. I mean, what can you say about it, nigga? It's just like, yep, knocking them down. But yeah, man, I ain't been watching too much basketball, man. But, you know, I'm about to catch my second L in fantasy basketball.
I'm winning this week just because I got more, like, I got more dudes playing than him. That's the only reason why I've been losing. I alternate weeks. Win, loss, win, loss.
Yeah. I was losing because motherfuckers just ain't playing.
No, they always just have more people playing on me than certain nights.
Yeah. Like, LeBron been out.
He's hurt.
Yeah. How long he gonna be out, though? I don't know.
Well, he can be out as long as he want. He don't want to be on that scrub-ass squad.
I gotta put him on the IR and pick up somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't too many people out there on that waiver wire.
I mean, I know, bro.
I mean, points is points.
You know, I be scrubbing it. You see me out there scrubbing it. Like, you see me. I be picking up people. Like, I'm not just sitting here. It's just some people, you be like, I don't want to drop him because
I fucking dropped Kawhi a couple weeks ago. I text y'all like, y'all want him. He's out there.
Mike
picked him up.
Mike picked him up. He must be waiting on that motherfucker to play.
He came back last night.
Oh, he came back
after
last
like
night?
12 games off or whatever.
What'd he do? How much you put up?
I don't know.
Shit. Damn. I was going to pick up that guy, but he's out. Ooh, we'll just go ahead on and pick up. Pick up Marcus Morris for the night.
Yeah, slim pickings out there. That's how you got to do it. You got to pick them up for the night.
Pick them up for the night. Pick them up for the night, then drop them off. Like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, excuse me.
All right. But, yeah, man, you know, I'm down bad, too. I only got 840 points to, I don't even know who I'm playing, but they got 1,100 on me. Like, they beating me down. So, yeah, I'm going to catch my second L of the season. But we got a long season to go. I'll be 3-2. Long season to go. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'll be 3-2 as well.
Yeah. What else we got going on in sports?
Nothing really. I mean, there's hockey, but I haven't been able to. I've watched a couple games, but I can only watch, like, one game a week.
What are they just starting up the season, right?
No, they started about the same time as basketball, maybe before basketball.
Oh, okay. Cool. Hockey, man.
But yeah. We ain't got to talk about it. Nobody watches hockey.
Nobody watches hockey except you. You know? But outside of that, man, we got wrestling. You say you've been watching Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
What's been going on there, anything, man?
They're basically setting up everything for Survivor Series.
Survivor Series is
War
coming
games.
Up. Survivor Series is coming up, man. They're having that November 26th, so that's next weekend.
Yep.
Next Saturday, you got War Games, Survivor Series War Games. What type of stuff they been setting up there, man?
You got Finn Balor versus AJ Styles.
Got Finn Balor versus AJ Styles. Okay. Singles match.
Mia Yim came back. She's with the club now.
She's with the club. Mia Yim. Wonder why she chose to go. Well, never mind.
They don't let the women wrestle in AEW.
Yeah, I was about to ask that stupid ass question, and I thought about it and it was like, man, I wouldn't want to go.
If you're not wrestling Britt, Toni Storm, or Jade Cargill, you are not on TV.
Yeah. So they got that going on. Who you think is gonna win that match, man?
AJ Styles.
AJ Styles. Yeah, they got to get them some got to get them some wins. They lost at the last pay-per-view, right? Or what they call them shits now? Premium live events.
Yes. Premium live
events. They lost at the last premium live event because they didn't have, you know, a female on the, in the club.
Yep.
Mia Yim was a good pick for that, though, I think. What do you think?
There was nobody else.
I mean, you could have repurposed anybody to get you join the club, but
no, you can't.
But I just feel like she's one of the people that she just fits.
Because she's badass.
Exactly. Yeah. Nah. Damn, that bitch sexy, too.
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing them. I've been trying to post everything I see in the group.
Yeah. I got down here that we got Ronda Rousey versus Shotzi.
Shotzi Blackheart. Yep. Shotzi gonna lose.
Women's championship. SmackDown Women's Championship.
Because Ronda and Shayna, they a thing now.
Ronda and Shayna a thing now?
Yeah. Every time somebody steps to, what's her name?
Ronda?
Yeah. Every time somebody steps to Ronda, Shayna basically chokes him out from behind.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay. Right. And then I got down here that we're going to have two War Games matches. We're going to have a women's and a men's.
Yep.
I got the women's. We got Alexa Bliss, Mia Yim, Bianca Belair, Asuka, and a member to be determined.
It's either going to be Dana Brooke or Candice LeRae.
Dana Brooke or Candice LeRae? I go Candice LeRae.
I would put Dana in there because Dana's got legit beef.
She's got legit beef with who?
With God damn, I can't remember these girls' names.
All right, we got Bayley, Dakota Kai, Io Sky, Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross, because Nikki Cross beat her and threw her belt in the garbage.
Oh, okay. And Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, yeah, she beat her and threw her belt straight in the garbage. Like, I don't want this shit.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Well, who you got winning that? You got the heels or the faces?
I got the heels.
You got the heels? Yeah. Then the men's War Games match, we got the Bloodline. Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Sami Zayn, Jay, and Jimmy Uso versus the Brawling Brutes, Sheamus, Ridge Holland, Butch, Drew McIntyre, and Kevin Owens.
It's the Bloodline, man.
Bloodline.
The shot of the night is going to be the Bloodline standing in the ring or on top of the cage holding all the belts with the fireworks going off.
Right. Did Solo pick up a belt? He got a belt again?
Nah, he's not taking that belt off Walter.
Nah, I was just asking if he pick up a belt.
He's not taking that belt off of Walter. I'm sorry. Walter chopped the shit out of you, boy.
You gotta up your game a little bit before you go over there messing with Walter.
Yeah.
I understand. I completely understand that. Who's the U.S. champ? Seth Rollins. Okay. Yep. Yeah. I mean, you got a better shot taking it off Seth than you got off taking it off Walter. But
no, we don't.
No, we don't.
Seth Rollins, that's Triple H's boy.
Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is that guy though over there.
I right? tell you what though, Seth Rollins got his ass whooped on Monday though.
Who beat him down?
He won a match. He won a title match against, I don't know, somebody, didn't even matter. And then Austin Theory came out and fucked him up.
Austin Theory should be fucking somebody up, dog. Like, come on, man. You lost your money in the bank. Why they do the Money in the Bank like this, man? Like, almost 3 years in a row, they just made it like... It
well, just... Triple H wouldn't have put it on him.
I understand that.
Vince put it on him.
I understand that. But it's just like, in the past 3 years, man, they just made a mockery out of the Money in the Bank on the men's side. The women's side, like, they cash it in. Yeah. But, like, the men's side, it's just making a mockery of it. Like, what's the purpose of having a men's Money in the Bank ladder match and having these guys go through all this stuff to make a joke out of
because the briefcase. Roman's been champ for 2 years.
Yeah.
Roman's been champ 2 years. You're not cashing it in on Roman.
Yeah.
You're just not.
But they ain't got to cash in on Roman's been the universal champ. Like, I mean, he's been the unified champ, like the undisputed champ. He's been that for like a year and a half. I think Miz was the one who he won the briefcase for somebody. Took it from Otis, right? Mm-hmm. And then cashed in and then lost it like a week or two later. Like lost the championship a week or two later.
To Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, it's like you had these guys go out here and do all of this just to either have a short reign or not even, you know, win it at all. Before that, Baron Corbin didn't even cash in successfully. Like,
well, it was Baron. He should have never had the belt anyway. I mean, the briefcase.
Nah, man. You could have made a legit star out of it. This man is proven to be... He's proven to work.
He was only good with bum-ass Corbin. All the other iterations of Baron Corbin was trash, right? Like, let's be honest.
Yo, man, you ain't got to do that man like that. He was working with what he had.
No, he's good in the ring and whatever. He's good on the mic, but...
Bum-ass Corbin was the one.
Yes.
They should have had bum-ass Corbin go on a little while longer to be...
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah.
Now they got him with JBL, and it's stupid.
I haven't seen this.
You don't want to see it. Yeah. You don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it. What's been going on NXT, man? You been watching that?
No, because everybody that got a belt, I don't like.
Who's the champs over there?
The same people.
Oh, the same people? Oh, okay. Damn.
Except I like the women's tag champs, but other than that.
I'm okay with the guy Wesley, right? He's the one.
I don't like Wesley.
You don't like him?
No, that's Carmelo's belt.
I mean, that is Carmelo's belt.
So.
Tell that nigga get Carmelo his belt back, bro.
For real.
It's just certain people they emphasize, like, they are the embodiment of that championship. Like, when the white intercontinental strap, that's the Miz's belt. Mm-hmm. Yes, Cody brought it back, but that's the Miz's belt. Like, and even though we've had multiple different North American champions and they've all been pretty good, that's Carmelo's belt.
That's Carmelo's belt.
That is his belt, you know?
Yeah, Mandy Rose is still champ. She had a match against Alba Fire, but Alba Fire... She got interfered with because Isla Dawn, she came to NXT. And, you know.
I like Isla Dawn.
I do, too.
It's something oddly sexy about that bitch. But she's very good in the ring, mm-hmm. though. She's very good in the ring.
And then, you know, Bron Breakker beat.
He beats everybody he gets in there with, and I don't understand why.
Von Wagner, I think it was.
Von Wagner too good to be losing to this dude.
Von Wagner, all he does is lose matches. He shouldn't even been there in the first place.
Exactly, but he's too good to be doing this.
I understand that, but like I said, he shouldn't... Like, they are purposely keeping my boy Carmelo Hayes away from Braun because they know he gonna beat the shit out of him and wrestle laps around that nigga. They are purposely keeping him away from him.
He ain't going for that shit? Like, nah, bro, I'm good. He should be... Carmelo should be... NXT champion. I mean, yes. if you won't go give it to JD McDonagh, my man Jordan Devlin, like, come on.
Oh,
man.
He's still coming for him.
He's still coming for him. He should be, man.
Yeah, he's still coming for Braun.
He wrestles circles around that guy.
Everybody wrestles circles around Braun Breakker. He's terrible.
McDonagh and Ilya Dragunov, man, carry that match. And then this nigga come in at the end and just like, get this victory. Fucking hate that shit.
I don't like this guy, man.
Yeah. Then on SmackDown, what's been going on SmackDown? We got LA Knight feuding with Bray Wyatt.
Seems so. It ain't really gonna be a feud because this is Bray Wyatt. He ain't even had a match yet.
Bray Wyatt feud. He's also feuding with himself, I guess. Uncle Howdy.
I guess so.
Liv Morgan changing.
Yeah. All she does is beat the shit out of Sonya Deville every fucking week.
And when you say beat the shit out of her, she be beating the shit out of her.
Yes.
I like Liv, but god damn, it's like she would beat the shit out of that bitch. What else going on over there? Did the War Raiders come back yet? I mean...
Yeah. They came back with...
what do they call it?
Sarah Logan.
Are they still called the Viking Raiders?
Viking Raiders.
Oh, okay. Why did I call them
Sarah Logan, she ripped off some girl's gimmick, and everybody's hating it.
She ripped off some girl's gimmick?
Yeah, I think she's in Impact. She ripped off, like, her whole Viking look, and the other girl did it better anyway. Yeah. Took her whole look. And it sucked. And it sucked. It was, like, half-assed. Yeah, man, that was a big deal.
That was a big deal that they was talking about that. I wonder who that was. Like,
I forgot the girl's name. I'm sorry for the girl in Impact. But Sarah Logan ripped off her whole shit, her whole look, and did it worse. If you're going to rip it off, you got to do it better.
You got to do it better?
Yeah. But, yeah, Viking Raiders are back.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not doing too much.
They're not doing too much as of
yet. Well, they just came back, so, you know. And obviously now the Usos are the longest reigning tag champs in SmackDown history.
Oh, they did have that match this week, right?
Last week.
And
against the New Day.
And they got the win, just like you said they would.
Yeah.
That's good. I want to know who this other Viking person was.
Yeah, she's an Impact, I think.
AEW, you been watching that?
No. I ain't watched it since the last pay-per-view. When CM Punk was talking shit during the press conference.
She was talking, yeah. Man, that's been a while, man.
I don't watch AEW. They're so predictable. We can go down the car because we're gonna do the predictions.
Yeah,
I have not watched, and I'm gonna get every prediction right except for maybe like two. Because their show is just that fucking predictable.
Well,
Jeff Jarrett, he's on AEW now.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, he's gonna lose.
I heard he's got an executive like. Position or some shit, like behind the scenes position.
Yeah, something like that. And he's wrestling tonight.
Okay. All right.
Against Sting and Darby Allin.
So let's go down this thing. Of course, you know, card subject to change, blah 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 blah. On the pre-show, we got Brian Cage versus Ricky Starks. Okay. The winner of that match will go on to face Ethan Page.
And Ricky Starks will win that too.
Is that going to be on this show as well?
I don't know, but if whether it is or isn't, he's going to win that match too.
Gotcha. You would have him beat Ethan Page?
Yeah.
I mean, both of these guys are on the come up. I think both of those guys deserve a victory. But, I mean, if somebody got to lose, they got to lose, man. I don't really care. Like, I don't really care. I think both of those guys are pretty good. But that's for the AEW World Championship Eliminator. So, the winner of Ethan Page and Ricky Starks, which you said would be Ricky Starks, gets a future title shot.
Yep, a future loss to MJF.
Future loss to MJF. I mean, you spoiling everything. You spoiling the predictions that you got there. Goddamn, come on, let me get through this. No, I'm just fucking with you. Next pre-show match, we got the Best Friends, Orange Cassidy, Trent Beretta, and Chuck Taylor, along with Rocky Romero and Danhausen. They're going to be facing off against The Factory. That's QT Marshall, Aaron Solo, Lee Johnson, Nick Comoretto, and Cole Carter.
Yeah, Best Friends in them.
Best Friends. QT Marshall, they don't win no matches.
Factory don't win no matches.
Yeah, QT Marshall. This is the second time in a row Eddie Kingston has been on the pre-show. He's going to be facing off against a Japanese person. Who is this? Akamana? I don't know. He going to get the victory. I don't know. He's just doing a whole bunch of challenges, I guess. I don't know what the fuck that is, but whatever. All right, main card. I don't know if these is going to be in the order of how they're going to do it, but we're going to do it in the order that they got it here on Wikipedia. Because, you know, Wikipedia is the most accurate.
Until I go with it, JJ.
No, it's just, When I be watching Cultaholic, the wrestling joint, it's the guy on the Ross. He be like, Wikipedia is the most accurate thing in the world because anybody can go in and change it whenever they need to update it. It's the most reliable source of information. And you're like, no, it's not. Yes, it is, because anybody can change it. If you know what's going on, put the right thing in there. But we got the Acclaimed with Scissor Me Daddy Ass versus Swerve and Our Glory, Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland for the AEW World Tag Team Championships. Who you got?
The Acclaimed.
The Acclaimed.
They're about to break Swerve up and Keith Lee, which they should have did weeks ago.
Should have did it.
They should have did it when they lost the tag belts to the Acclaimed. But so, what do I know?
So here's what would have been good. Is FTR, are they heels or face?
They don't wrestle, so we don't know. They're not even on the show.
They wrestle everywhere else except AEW. I don't know if they're heel or face. That's why I was trying to figure that one out, because that was going to be part of my prediction, because I know they're next in line.
They've been next in line for months.
This is true. This is true. They've made a complete mockery out of the ranking system.
They don't even do the rankings anymore. I don't think they've been updated since August.
Wow. They just let it fall by the wayside. Oh, okay. We just going to let it fall by the wayside. Damn, bro. Y'all can't keep nothing. Y'all can't keep nothing good. But the Acclaimed. You got the Acclaimed winning.
They just won the belts.
Yeah, they did just win the belts. But, AEW are hot potato some shit. They don't care. Lately, they've been hot potatoing.
They would get booed out. They got booed out the last time when the Acclaimed didn't win when they were supposed to.
Yeah.
And then they put it on them because they fucked up. Yeah.
Everybody loves the Acclaimed, dog. Like, I know you're not a huge fan.
I mean, they're good in the ring. I don't care about all the extra stuff.
Yeah, but everybody loves the Acclaimed. Up next, man, we got Tony Storm versus Jamie.
I got an update saying Ja Morant is out indefinitely.
Damn.
He hurt his ankle last night. I was going to watch the clip, but I don't like people. I don't like seeing ankle injuries.
Yeah, I know you.
So, yeah, I just got the alert. He's out indefinitely.
Damn. Tony Storm, the interim women's champion, versus Jamie Hayter for that championship. Who you got?
Tony Storm.
Yeah, that works.
You can't do Tony Storm dirty like that.
Can't do Tony Storm.
Making her interim champ and then losing the belt.
Right.
So you're going to have another interim champ?
Yeah. Up next, man, we got the Fatal 4-Way match for the ROH World Championship, Ring of Honor World Championship. You got the champ Chris Jericho facing off against Bryan Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, and Sammy Guevara. Why does it seem like this is a tag team match?
All I know is Chris Jericho is telling Sammy Guevara to do the right thing.
He's telling him to do the right thing?
Yes.
What is the right thing?
Help him win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's a fatal four-way.
Yeah. Do the right thing.
This is the only match I'm not really 100% sure on. I'm going to say Chris Jericho retains till they get a TV deal.
Yeah. Chris Jericho retains. Up next, we have for the TBS Championship. Man, this is it. She ain't been on fucking pay-per-views in a long time. Jade Cargill is on the pay-per-view. Versus Nyla Rose.
Who has her belt.
Who has her belt. So who you got winning?
Jade
Cargill. Yeah. Jade's a star to me, man. I don't know. I've been saying she's a star.
I'm not saying she's not. I just... It's not sexy. That's all.
Then we got Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, facing off against how you say her real
Saraya.
Name? Saraya. I wanted to say Saraya, but I felt like that was wrong. Saraya.
She might have corrected you if he said that.
She might have corrected me. She can correct me if she wants to correct
Paige,
me.
Paige, you can correct both of us.
You can correct me if you want. You know, her first match in
two and a half, 3 years?
Whatever. She ain't losing.
She ain't losing?
No.
She going to beat Britt?
It's her first match.
I know. People lose their first match.
She's not losing her first match.
Oh, okay. No heartbreak for her than losing her first match?
No.
All right. Up next, you got Jay Lethal and Jeff.
Britt can take bad L's and they'll still love her.
Yeah.
Because she's the only one they put on TV without a belt.
That's true. That's true. And the only reason Jamie Hayter is on TV without a belt is because she associated with Britt Baker.
Yup.
Sad. That's sad. And Nyla Rose had to steal a belt, dude. You know what I mean? Sad. Yo, we gotta stop fucking with these people like
that. No, we don't. Because Tony Khan is the one fucking up. Don't blame us. We want to see the women on TV.
We do. We do. We do. Up next, man, we got Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett facing off against Darby Allin and Sting.
Darby Allin and Sting.
Darby Allin and Sting. Then we got a steel cage match. Luchasaurus versus Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
I mean, Jungle Boy got to win sometime, right?
He do. He got to win sometime. Get. What the fuck is that noise?
I don't know. We the only two in here. You got ghosts?
Sound like somebody motherfucking printing. Like a copy machine going off on this thing. Yeah, Jungle Boy got to get a victory at some point. Then making their return to try to get back their trios championships that they were stripped of.
Of course they're getting them back.
The Elite.
Of course they're getting them back.
The one-winged angel, Kenny Omega. Is he going to have a long-ass introduction again? I love those long-ass introductions that they be doing for this guy. Like, it be funny as hell, man. I like that. But him and the Young Bucks, they're facing off against Death Triangle. Penta changed his name again. He's El Zero... El Zero Medio. I don't know how to pronounce that shit. El Zero Medio. 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 He's Penta El Zero Medio. Okay. And it's, of course, Rey Fénix and Pac.
Now, if they really want to piss people off, you have them keep their belts.
That I thought this was supposed to be the time because they've been talking about it. I've been hearing people talk about it that Pac and the Lucha Bros are not on the same page. He wants them to be evil, using hammers and shit to beat people up, and they don't want to do that. They just want to do their flippy flips.
Yeah, you have. If you want to piss somebody off, you ask Pac use the hammer on Kenny.
Pac use.
And they retain.
Not on Kenny. Anybody but Kenny.
Nah, it's got to be on Kenny, so they can feud.
I get that, but I don't want Kenny taking unnecessary damage out here, man. He just came back. Yeah.
So what?
It don't matter.
Whatever. We all know. The Elite, they only held the belts for like 12 hours before they stripped them of it, so.
Yeah. Then we got a three-way match for the TNT Championship. We got Powerhouse Hobbs, Samoa Joe, and the champ Wardlow.
If you want to make everyone happy, you put the belt on Powerhouse Hobbs. But for some unknown fucking reason, they love Wardlow. Nobody gives a fuck about Wardlow.
Yeah.
And Wardlow's gonna win.
Wardlow has had one of the worst TNT championships.
Actually, no, I'm calling Powerhouse Hobbs, man. They hot potato that TNT belt. What they should do is just fucking have Miro come out and beat the shit out of all of them, Samoa Joe included. Give Miro back his fucking belt. They don't even use him. He's not hurt.
Yeah, I know.
He's not hurt. They don't got nothing for him.
How you ain't got nothing for Miro?
I know he wishes he can go back to Triple H like, yo. But Tony Khan said he ain't letting nobody out of contract because he know they going back to WWE.
Yeah, and they're going to be stars.
You know, they didn't let Aleister Black go. He's coming back with the House of Black.
Mm-hmm. And then for the main event, we have the champion, the AEW World Champion, John Moxley.
He's already in vacation mode. He didn't even know what day the fucking their pay-per-view was on. Really? Yeah, really. During his promo, he's like, it's Saturday, Sunday? He asked MJF, like, what day is the show on? That nigga said he's already in vacation mode. Word up.
Versus MJF, who I believe MJF should have been a champ maybe a year or two ago. Like, he should have been a champ long ago, but now's the time, man. Put the belt on your guy. You know, show that you can do it without having an ex-WWE.
Well, they have to do it now because in 2024, he's going to WWE.
Yeah. So. He's already said it. He's going to WWE.
No. He said it's, you know, the bidding war. That man is out.
Yeah.
Just think about it. He'd be that much big of a star in WWE. Yeah. Cody Rhodes was his shit in AEW. He went to WWE. He was the biggest fucking star on the show, even with Roman holding all the belts.
I mean, it's it's people, when they miss you, man, when Drew McIntyre came back, people was like, oh my God.
No, but Drew was different. He wasn't really on TV. He was on Impact. Nobody would just watch it.
Right.
MJF is still on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Cody was still on TV.
Yeah. Come back, he'll get the biggest pop. Just, oh my God.
And everybody knew he was coming back. We all knew he was coming back at WrestleMania to fight Seth.
And still had the loudest ovation. He's like, oh my God, fucking.
Yep.
It's fucking Cody Rhodes, man.
No, it's fucking WWE.
Yeah. Still a big show there, man.
They're always going to be the big show.
But yeah, that's your Full Gear predictions, you know. The show is coming on tonight. Get to watch that shit. Yeah, this looks like it's going to be like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Last pay-per-view they had, I think that shit went off at like 12 o'clock. Almost 12.
I don't know. I didn't make it.
You didn't make it?
I didn't make it.
And then a UFC event was on too, so... I was like, damn, bro, this shit is long. Like, their show is long, and it's, like, boring long. Like, you know how like, the New Japan shows be long? But every match, you be like, all right, we get better.
Yeah, just skip the tag matches.
Yeah, just skip the tag matches, but you get better.
Unless you're watching it live, then you can't skip them.
Yeah, but you get better throughout the show, and it's like, all right, we build it. They don't ever seem like they're building. It's just, ugh. And also, it may be a little bit different with New Japan as well, because they do, like, breaks in between. Like, they let their people go take a bathroom break. They don't put a garbage batch on for your bathroom break. Like, they got the intermission. That could be the case, too.
Yeah. They also don't sign everybody from the indies that nobody knows and put them on TV.
True. Or every ex-WWE person.
If WWE now, if they release somebody, they can say you can go to AEW. Don't give a shit. You know?
Don't give a shit. They ain't doing nothing over there.
Word.
Oh, man.
You got Miro and you don't even use them.
Nope.
You got FTR and you don't even use them. I can't even remember the last time they had a match on AEW TV.
I don't know. I mean, you got all those women over there. We know that you don't use.
Nope. Unless you're watching Dark Elevation, you don't see the women.
Why would I watch Dark Elevation?
To see the women.
Okay. Outside of that. I
mean. Apparently, they are turning Ember Moon, Athena, heel on Elevation. But you wouldn't know it unless you watch.
Mm. What about Rampage? I ain't seen that shit in forever either.
Nothing happens on Rampage.
Nothing happens on Rampage?
No.
The best thing about Rampage is Mark Henry saying it's time for the main event.
Pretty much.
That's the best part about Rampage. It's been enough talk. it's time for the main event. That's the best part of Rampage to me.
Shit used to happen on Rampage, not no more. Kenny lost his belt on Rampage.
Yeah. What's going on with the Big Show?
Oh, Captain Encino?
Yeah, that.
I don't fucking know, man.
I'm like, bro, they can just do you like this. They gonna do you dirty like this. Well, you did it to yourself, because what?
It's probably the only way he was getting TV time.
Damn, bro.
He probably wanted to do it. Just something fun.
Damn, bro. Did you like that? Eh. I mean, if that's what he wanted to do, I mean, it's completely up to him. He could do whatever he wants. I mean,
he has no business wrestling, so.
He has no business wrestling.
No.
Don't put him in the ring.
No.
At all.
He's old. Big giants like him that are old have no business wrestling.
Right.
Your knees, your back. I don't care how good a shape you think you're in.
You don't care how good a shape they think they in. It ain't no reason for you to be out there.
Nah.
Okay. I mean, it's understandable.
That's just my personal opinion.
Right. All right, man. You got anything else for the people, man, before we get out of here with this sports stuff?
Dolphins going to the Super Bowl, baby. I've been saying it. I've been saying it for years. 3 years.
Yeah.
This is our time.
Your time.
I don't see a defense in the league that can stop us right now.
Right.
The only thing that can stop us is that Buffalo weather.
The only thing that can stop you is the
Buffalo. But actually, I don't even think they can do that. Because you want to know why?
Why?
We now have a running game.
Right.
With them two 49er running backs.
Y'all went and snagged them two 49er running backs. You traded away Chase Edmonds. Like, man, get your ass out of here. And then went and called up your boy Kyle Shanahan. Like, hey, man, you ain't using him.
Well, they got Christian McCaffrey. Ain't no reason for him.
And they still running a tandem running back. Because fucking Eli Mitchell came back and he had like 60 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Like... I was like, damn, this nigga's...
Yeah, Jason beat me in fantasy because he had Jeff Wilson. I'm like, well, where the fuck he pick him up at? Yeah. And he gonna start him against me?
Yeah.
Use my boy against me?
Hey, man.
I mean, I know it's fantasy, but damn.
Yeah, he, you know, you weren't using him.
we didn't have him yet.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Y'all called him up, You called up Kyle Shanahan. It was like, hey, man, y'all ain't using Jeff Wilson, man. Send him over here, man. We got him. We about to trade Chase Edmonds. They was like, you got Chase Edmonds, dog. We about to get rid of this nigga. He don't even know it yet. That's exactly what happened.
Nah, I think we already traded him. We traded him first.
Yeah, both deals happened the same day.
Yeah, but I think Chubb happened first. Bradley Chubb happened first, excuse
yeah,
me.
Bradley Chubb happened first.
Because that's what we sent that day. We sent it to Denver.
Yeah. They was like, yo, we about to trade Chase Edmonds, man.
We just threw him in the deal. We didn't even have to do it, probably.
Mm-hmm. Like, just like, yo, we about to get rid of this nigga. We about to get Bradley Chubb. Let's get too many
running backs on your squad anyway.
Yeah. Y'all ain't call us up.
Call you up for what?
I don't know. apparently we turned down multiple deals for Cam Akers. I'm like, why? If y'all don't want to use the nigga, you don't want to be on the team, why ain't you just give him up?
It's not like you can't use the draft picks.
Yeah, it's like, why you ain't just give him up? Well, they turned down multiple deals. So I don't know if y'all called us or not.
I doubt it.
Yeah. The guy's a good running back, but our offensive line is trash. People can say what they want. They tried to scapegoat that man like he was the reason why the offensive, why the running game was trash. Like, bro, the nigga ain't played in 3 weeks and we still fucking trash.
Dude, offense. Our offensive line is only good because of Teron Armstead.
Yeah.
When he's not there, you see it. Word up. Yeah. We only run to the left where he's at. We don't run to the right. Teron Armstead beat. You didn't even hear Myles Garrett's name called during the game when we played them.
Yeah.
He had that man a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, man. We got another episode to record for you guys, man. We will be back with you we'll drop that episode on Tuesday, as we normally do. I think the next time we're back is going to be like 5 weeks from now, I think.
Yeah. What, like Christmas?
I try to get y'all. It's going to be like 5 weeks from now.
Sounds like Christmas.
Sounds like Christmas. But yeah, so we'll be back with y'all. We try to record when we can. Whenever I got those early Saturdays, man, I enjoy sitting down, kicking it with this man. You know, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
You know, but the next episode, we go get into some shit. And we will see y'all on that one. This has been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Weisslicker. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast. And we out.
We out.